Let's do this.
Can't even see straight.
You back to drinking or what?
Nope. I'll leave that to you.
That's all you.
Hey, I got a question real quick.
Uh-huh.
Have I ever sent you the show topics through my through my phone where my info, what do you call it?
The group?
My little notepad.
No.
When I forward it to you from my my little message pad from my phone.
Unless that one time you put it on GroupMe, but
I'm gonna send it to you right now. And I want you to see if you could, if it shows you everything.
See, iCloud Notes. Where is it? Shit.
Yeah, Notes. There you go. It's a Notes.
Nets? Notes.
No, Notes.
I have to sign in.
Shit. That's a sign in. Just to see it?
It's with my Apple ID.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I wonder why it does that. Probably because you don't have an Apple, huh?
Maybe. Let's see. Well, I mean, I have it for...
I should just take a picture of it, huh?
For iTunes, so let's see.
I just want to see if it gives you access to all my notes or just the notes I'm sending for today.
Oh, fuck. Answer your security questions to continue. Number one, what was your favorite job? Number two, what was your least favorite job? Shit, I don't remember this.
Never mind then. Forget it. I just wanted to see if it give you access to all my notes or just the notes I want to send. Because I have all my notes in my notepads.
All of them.
Oh, jeez. Well, because I have to know. I don't want to be posting it, like, to, everybody. And it shows all my fucking notes and passwords and shit like that.
What fucking notes are you taking?
Well, I do show notes on here, but I also have a thing where I have my passwords to my... you need passwords, your bank accounts, and all that bullshit. But it's in the notepad. I don't send that one. I just send like if I write something. Hey, I'm writing a note, and then I want to send it to you. I want to send you that note, not my whole fucking notepad. It doesn't matter. Okay, you guys ready?
All right. Welcome back, 2023, to the M25 Show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And here we are. Who are we missing today, guys?
The vagina.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, it's technically...
Stop it. Don't.
Don't what?
Don't.
We're getting off to a good start.
I don't want. Don't pull me into it. We're having nice shows and we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Our sidekick. Why do you want to call our sidekick that for?
I forgot this was a new and improved M25 show.
It's not new and improved. It's just, why would you want to call our sidekick that?
I mean, that's
very rude.
Three sausages and an egg.
What if she's listening right now? Do you have anything to say?
Hi, Alyssa.
Eddie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. All right, so we're back. New Year, I loved our vacation. Very good. I needed it. Why do you like your vacation?
I want to get back to work, damn it.
Well, some of us needed a vacation. I did, and I enjoyed it. I needed it.
Sure you did.
Took an extra week.
Well,
you can take any time you want off. You know that.
Well, Steve has a reason to be here today, so.
What's my reason? What is my reason to be here today?
Yeah,
because
reason.
I said, what's my reason?
Oh, that's it.
My reason is because we set a date to come back, and that's why we're here. that's the date. We could have came back the week before, or we could have came back a week after.
That's Eddie's date.
But today was a good day. I feel refreshed. I'm ready to go, and I feel good. So thanks for waiting. It's 2023, and we're going to have a good year this year. I feel it already.
Our best ever?
The best ever. The best ever. We had a good Christmas, New Year's. We got to meet up on when was it? After the Christmas show, right? Or was it right after that?
Right after we got to meet up?
Okay. So we went out to eat.
Where Steve promised us carne asada quesadillas, and we didn't get any.
You know what it was? I figured it out. It wasn't quesadillas. It was the nachos there. It was the steak nachos at the place we went to.
All right, we're going back after the show, Eddie. You hungry?
Yes. It was the steak and nachos. Oh my god, dude! I was like, this doesn't take, because we got the quesadilla, right?
Yeah.
I go, this isn't what.
No. You ordered it, and he goes, "No, we don't have steak quesadilla. We had to get chicken." Oh.
That's right.
And then you didn't have any. You were so upset.
Oh my gosh, that's right. But then I was thinking, wait a minute, you don't have steak quesadillas, but this was the place that I was raving about that had those steak quesadillas that just did it for me. So I came home and I was like, man, I can't believe it.
Changed the menu.
Then Maggie tells me, no, it was the steak nachos. And I was like, oh, no wonder.
You should have texted your wife, you know, hey, what's going on here? You know, she knows you better than you know yourself.
Doesn't matter anymore.
I think Steve was having everything on the internet that, you know, what you think it's always been, but it hasn't been. Like, you know, does the Monopoly Man have a monocle? Does Pikachu have a black tail? You know.
Now you're getting into that wheel stuff.
No. Just because I mentioned Pikachu? Stuff.
Yes. Anyways, anybody wants to know, Will is on his way back. You know, we're letting him in easy. So he's learned his lesson.
We're building him a studio?
Yes, he's learned his lesson.
You're going to rent him his own apartment?
Yes. Yes, so Eddie, I'm sure you're excited about this, that Will's return will be soon. It was going to be today, but...
You're going to pay his phone bill so he can log on?
It's still not paid, so we're going to have to get him a GoFundMe, because I don't think he's paid it in like 16 years.
Get him a burner phone.
He can't even afford that. That's why we got to let him back on the show so he could try to earn some money. Remember how last time he earned money?
I still wake up with nightmares.
I still have a flip phone.
Good enough for Will.
Oh my gosh. Morning, Steven Gang. Who is that? Does anybody know who that Facebook user is? Oh god. We know they're listening from the M25 show group fan page. I know that. And we have our guest coming on here soon. Should be just in about, 10 minutes or 5 minutes, Eddie? Pete Denkelson. Once we get on, I'll start talking about this young man. Let me see here. So we had a good time. I'm glad I had that time off, and I feel good. I really do. And while we're waiting, I got some stuff right here. Can you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's some booze.
It's our Natural Wonders sponsor. They do all kinds. It's natural products. This one happens to be body wash.
Turmeric and raw sugar.
Yeah, I don't know. This one is... Eddie, would you use something like that? This is something...
It's exfoliating, yes. Eddie. You can take off turmeric, all that dry skin.
I would use it. It's got turmeric in it.
Turmeric is like a health, isn't that like a help peel sore stuff and all that, sore bones and muscles?
That and the raw sugar, maybe.
The raw sugar? Oops, hold on, sorry, my mouth came over. They got lotions, they got all kinds of products for men and women, all natural.
Raw sugar, scrub your face. Huh?
Yes, and to check out their products, go to naturalwonders.com. And Wonders is spelled, oh my gosh, let me see, is it on here? Wonders is spelled WUNDERZ. So naturalwonders.com. Go shop online, and when you're done shopping, go to the checkout, and in the promo code little section, put the M25 show, and you get, how much, Alberto?
25% off.
25% off your order.
That's like the biggest deal on the internet.
Yes, that's it. It is the biggest deal, right?
Oh.
Have it right now. That's why you need it, right? So good.
Gotta have it then and there.
Then and there. Okay, let me see here. So anything happened to you guys? Anything new in the new year? Or
no?
We haven't seen each other in how long? Three weeks?
I saw you the other day.
3 weeks.
Oh, well, besides that, get out of here. Got crazy. Gotta go drop his, drop his shirt off.
We know.
Do you like
we
your shirt?
We're pretty sure Eddie's been doing a lot. Who knows?
Eddie, what have you been doing? You been saying celibate?
He was hanging with El Chapo's son before he got captured.
Oh, boy. Man. Man, those guys just don't have any luck, do they? let's see here. Let's see what we got going. Yeah, guest is coming on, and I'm pretty excited. Alberto, have you checked anything about... I don't know if I sent you anything. I know I did those promo posts and stuff like that. Did you check it out? Or
I looked at them.
Did you... I don't... Okay, I don't want to say the name wrong. Because when he comes on, I don't want to say these medical terms wrong, because there's some of them are real long words, and some of them I don't know how to pronounce.
I thought you were going
to
be a nurse.
Yeah, but these, it doesn't matter if you can be a nurse or doctor. I mean, those are some words you have to study all the time to say. Yeah,
you should have learned them. I mean, what were you going to do? Like, just tell tell the patient, you know, you got a...
Here we go.
You got finger cancer instead of, you know...
Sound them out.
I did sound it out.
That's cool. Okay. You should have gone online and say... how do you say it phonetically? You know, it would probably print it out for
you. You know what? I ain't even talking to you guys anymore. Why did we even start the show already?
Do we need another week there, Steve?
Yeah, I need another week now.
Steve's no longer refreshed.
Didn't take long, did it? All right.
Well, I've been here sitting in the chair for the past month, so waiting for a show.
Heavy, heavy.
You aggravated him already.
Yeah, you aggravated my groin. Ew. I got a groin pull on the vacation.
And that's all you missed last week?
GDP yoga.
Oh.
Did you guys watch the...
Alberto.
don't be besmirching our previous guest. You know, he'll put you in the diamond cutter.
No.
Watching the playoffs?
I love it. I love the GDP yoga.
But it pulled your groin?
I just got to do it. You know? It's a good workout, but you just got to do it. Yes, Eddie, of course I've been watching the playoffs. My team's in there. Why would I not be watching the playoffs?
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes
the Chiefs games, it doesn't matter, man. His house could be burning down. He's going to sit there and watch it. The M25
well, if your
show,
team
you
was
know.
In there, Eddie, if would you be watching it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, why the hell am I any different?
I'm just asking.
Okay, well, yes, of course I am.
Thank you. Watch just that game or the other games too?
I watch all of them. I've seen all of them, so. And I'll be able to watch the ones on Sunday. So.
Any
predictions? Yes, don't worry. I didn't forget that we got to crown this year's NFL Pick'em Challenge winner here in just a little while. So.
Oh, is that why you brought it up, Eddie?
Eddie, no, I want to bring it up because, Eddie, can you remember this? Because down the road of a piece, you didn't give me
you
no
know
time
what?
To,
you know what?
To do this.
If Alyssa's not here for me to rub it in her face, I don't want to do it.
Well, are you guys talking smack on each other or what?
Yeah, we have, the three of us have our own personal group meet without you.
Oh, good.
It's much more fun. Hi, Eddie.
We do?
Get Eddie. See, you can't tell fibs, Alberto. Eddie doesn't know how to do that.
Eddie doesn't know how to play along. Thanks, Eddie.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Eddie, what do you think about our natural wonders? Do you like it?
I like it. I love it.
Do you really?
I use it all the time, yeah.
Look at his smooth skin.
I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're looking better. I think it's we turn back time.
Re-energized me.
Yeah, I think you look a little younger than last time I saw you.
I'm revitalized.
Rejuvenated.
I think we're going to need a whole case of of the turmeric. Yeah, I should have a picture. Did you see Will?
Fill up a swimming pool for Will and have him swim in it.
Alberto's all, is that Will? I probably thought it was his grandpa. I was like, yeah, he looked like he had a rough life, huh?
That's a big old, like, almost Santa Claus beard already, all white. Like,
oh, my. Eddie.
That guy's younger than me, man. It's like, what the heck?
Is a white beard?
He looks like Santa Claus. Yeah, he's white. He's got, I don't even think he might have one or two dark hairs in his beard or in his head. He's completely white. That's crazy.
You know what? It's the stress of keeping up with all these cam girls.
Oh, no.
He started losing his hair.
Well, that is happening, but whatever hair is left, because he buzzes it now, because it's like it's going gone on the top, so he buzzes it.
It's kind of like Eddie. Kind of like Eddie.
Huh?
Kind of like Eddie?
I don't buzz my hair.
No, his is more like buzz, like... Oh.
Dang.
Sorry for the folks on the podcast, but I'm showing Eddie a picture of Will.
There's Will.
Go to YouTube at 13 minutes, you'll see it.
Wow.
All right. We're just waiting for our guest, Eddie.
Alrighty.
While we're waiting for our guest, I want to play a little bit of... Oh, no. There's Will. Will's coming soon.
Is that those aren't his bottles in the back, is that?
Yes, it is. He's been drinking very, very hard.
No wonder he's got gray hair.
I'm gonna play a little bit of a sample song that I really like a lot from our guest that's coming on here in just a few minutes, and it's one of my favorites. So I'm just gonna play a little bit, Eddie, because you need to know.
Kiddo.
I might even use this for some of our played on our show a lot. I think I might do that. What do you think, Eddie?
So far, so good.
Yeah, this kid's really good. Love it. Yes, I love this kid's music, and I tell you, his book looks awesome. I feel like I know the family, Eddie. I'm serious. I'm like,
just from reading the book.
Yes. Like, I know he's going to be on, and mm-hmm. I'm going to ask, I hope his mom is there, because, man, this family went through a lot, and, man, I tell you, it makes you feel, you know, it's, that's some kind of family, you know, and I know everybody's family is, it should be like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's good stuff, and I'm happy to have him on. What caught my eye was his guitar playing, and I was like, man, this kid's good. And then it got me into like checking him out more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw that, you know, a little more of his background. And I was like, oh, so I messaged them. And I'll be honest, before I knew exactly what was going, you know, what was going on with him, I thought he had a little microphone coming out of the side of his head for his, you know, those microphones people wear, and it's got the mm-hmm. little, just the little wire.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh well, he's playing guitar and he has a mic
mm-hmm.
coming out, but it wasn't a mic. I guess whole story we're all going to hear about when we bring him on here in a minute. And it's like I was telling Alberto, I'm going to have them kind of say these medical terms more, because mm-hmm. they should be said right, and I don't want to say them wrong, because you know some of them are long and some of them are interesting mm-hmm. interesting to pronounce. So you leave those.
The professionals,
the people that have been through it and all that good stuff. But I don't know. I just feel like I don't even know these people, Alberto, and I feel like I know them. That's a good book, right? When you read something like that.
Yep.
And
did you immerse yourself in it?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yep.
And I'm gonna turn you onto it, Eddie. I should have got you a book and just sent it to you guys, and So I'm going to keep it on my desk from now on with my Mark Thompson book. So I'm going to keep, I might as well just show it. Here we go.
Is it on Audible?
It's, no, Eddie, you got to read, Eddie. You got to read.
Eddie doesn't have time to read.
This guy, he wants the kid to read it for him too.
Oh, he already read it. Audible isn't, you don't read it live.
There we go. It's How I Learned to Rock My Life, the Peter Deckelson story.
Okay.
Beautiful book. Awesome book. And he's also got this one that I got too. This is his newest one. This is really cool. Pete's Rocking Ear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's like a kid's book. I think this is good for kids that are read it. You know, it's you know, Eddie, when you're growing, how do I get it?
going through,
you know, the things happen in school, you know, yeah. Some kids pick on kids and make, you know, that's just kind of kids thing. But, you know, some people that have things going on that are, you know, maybe, I don't know, it's called birth defects or just, you know, maybe they're just different. Just
issues.
Issues. Mm-hmm. And this is a cool little story. But what we do, we're going to bring him out right now and he can tell us all about it. How's that?
That sounds good.
I am happy because, you know, he's all over, this kid's all over the place, and I'm happy that we can bring him towards out here in Los Angeles County, California, and share him with our people. So let's bring him out right now, Peter Dankelson. Eddie, I'm excited, Eddie.
Good.
I'm very excited. Yeah, let's do this. Peter.
Hi.
Good morning.
I was just telling my co-host here, let me introduce him, and then we have Eddie up here up top.
Hello.
We have Alberto down here on the bottom. Our other co-host, Alyssa, she is off today. So you just get us three, but that's good enough. We're still a powerhouse here.
Yep.
I had to tell you, Peter, that I feel like I know you and your family. After reading your book, it's amazing. It's awesome. And I hope your mom is there because I feel like I know your mom and dad too. I'm like, oh my God, these parents went through so much with you and it's amazing. And if she wants to sit in, she's more than welcome to. And it's up to you. This is your interview, but she's welcome to sit in if she'd like.
I think she's somewhere around here. I don't know.
Okay. And Adam, am I saying her? Is it Dee Dee or D?
Yeah, Dee Dee.
Okay. I want to make sure I got that right.
Yeah.
Okay. First things first. The medical term for the ear thing. How was that said?
Basically, it's a hearing aid, but the specific I guess medical term for it is a bone anchored hearing aid, or a Baha for short.
Okay.
There's a couple of different procedures that were available. With the certain device, there was a there was a post that you could do, but
Yeah.
I heard that there were, like, skin graft issues with that, like, infections and stuff. So the route that I went with is basically there was a magnet option, I think it's called the attract system. And basically it was a surgery, and they put a screw in my skull, and then they put a magnet on top of that screw under the skin. And then the sound processor, you can kind of see a bit of the...
Oh, it comes off.
Yeah, it can come off. So, yeah, so it can come on and off, and
it's a magnet.
Yeah, exactly. So the magnet's inside of my head,
Oh,
yeah, and that can just kind of attach on and off. So at night I can just take it off and put it.
So it's like a speaker then, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Basically, I think a good way to think of it, I can kind of hear in stereo, I guess. But it's basically acting like the outer ear, because all the inner and middle. All the stuff from the middle and inner ear are working on the inside. It's just the outer ear that's missing. So this is kind of acting, in the place of that.
Like the kind of pretty much like the canal. It's working like as the canal.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, and the word I'm thinking, the gold, is something gold?
Yeah. I was born with Goldenheart syndrome.
Okay, let me see if I can say that. Say that again.
Goldenheart.
Goldenheart. Goldenheart syndrome, Eddie. I didn't want to say it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's the easy name for it.
Yeah. See, Eddie, I told you what's the big name? The longer, the hard name to say it. I was reading it and I couldn't even attempt to say it.
It's been a little while since I looked it up. For some reason I can't remember it. There's all these different medical terms.
Exactly.
For some reason I can't think of the correct term. But Goldenheart is basically
Goldenheart.
The way to think of it.
Goldenheart syndrome, yes. Yeah, like I was telling the guys here that I saw your guitar playing. I was like, oh man, this kid's good, and I was just checking out your videos, and then I saw a video where it showed, it said, you had so many surgeries, and then I started reading into you more and going, oh my gosh. So that's how I found out about your book. Mm-hmm. Your website, Pete's Diary.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm going to try to message him, and see if we can get through and get you on the show. Because especially after your book, I was like, man, I'm going to keep this on my desk. I have only one book that I've ever kept on my desk. Uh-huh. And I'm going to add your book there because it really, like nice. I said, I feel like I know you guys, and it's an honor for you to be here because I love music, and man, and the music you play, rock yeah. and roll is awesome. Oh,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Eddie, I'm going to pull Eddie up here. Eddie, do you have a question for Peter?
How many surgeries have you had? Just
I think it's been about 30.
Oh wow!
I think it's a little over 30. I think yeah. I haven't had to keep track in a little while.
Yes, it's been since you were a newborn.
Yeah, I mean basically the first surgery I had was only a few days old, and that one was basically I had a trach. Basically, one of the many things with Golden Heart, or at least that I was born with, my airway is really small. Uh-huh. So basically, when I was born, I had a open stoma. The doctors put a stoma in to help me breathe easier. And I had a trach until I was 4 years old. And then, I had the trach until I was 4 years old. I got that removed, but the doctors wanted the stoma to stay open, just, because I had a lot more surgeries coming up, and it was, safety and everything with all that. So the stoma stayed open until I was 19 years old. So it was there for a long time.
19? How old are you?
22.
Oh, that's because you're a kid.
Oh, well, he is a kid, Eddie. No,
yeah, 22, I guess, is a kid. No, but I thought he was like in his 16, 17.
So when you say the thing was open, it was accessible in case you needed to be open again. Is that what you mean?
Well, in like photos from until 2019. Well, if I was out and about, I'd have a Band-Aid over it, so you see photos of that. But basically, I mean, it was a small opening hole in the neck.
Was there like a button on it or something, or was it just open like that?
No, there's some buttons. I had that trick until I was 4, but I just had the open hole. And then, when I go out in public, with germs and stuff, that there you could get sick a lot more. So I just had a Band-Aid over that to just kind of, keep dirt and everything.
What are the, do you by chance know the statistics of someone being born with the Golden Heart?
I do not. No. It's been a while since I,
Okay.
But there are others. I read in your book how you've do you guys still do that that thing every year that where you get together? Do you still do that today?
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's been a part of my whole life, so I can't really remember the early part of it. But mom and dad found an organization called Children's Craniofacial Association, or CCA. And, there's lots of cool things that CCA does, but, my favorite thing is, they hold these annual retreats every year. It's in a different part of the country, and it's usually at the end of June. And basically, this retreat, it's like held over a weekend and stuff. And it's great because, all these families that, we can all meet each other, mm-hmm. And understand, mm-hmm. There's just that instant connection of, everybody kind of gets it, there's like a symposium day where you can kind of, talk about, the medical side of things. But, for the most part, it's almost like a family reunion every year. You just kind of get together mm-hmm. and see friends that you haven't seen in any years, lifelong friendships. And, everybody gets it. The siblings all kind of understand what it's like, to have, a brother or sister that might be in the hospital or go through some of these procedures, and obviously we can kind of make that connection and parents, it's really cool. It's really neat to see. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I guess
it's kind of cool that someone else is going through, you can talk to people that have gone through what you're going through mm-hmm. or have been through it. Right.
Yeah.
And then you go every year and you get to see them. It's like friends again. Hang out. And,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's always good to catch up. And yeah, somebody wants to say hello.
Yes, I've been waiting for you because I was just telling Peter, reading the book, I was like, I feel like I know you guys. And oh my God, if I didn't feel for you, when your son was born, and man, that takes some. Peter, your parents are awesome. I mean, that's something to go through, and I tell you that it's an emotional. I mean, I'm a parent too, and it's like, wow. That's. I just wanted to say, Dee Dee, thank you. That was awesome. What you did. That's. I felt for you how physically and emotionally draining that can be and hard on somebody.
Yeah.
And to find a way. Love. I that's what I took from it. You know. Mm-hmm. And. Oh my God, I feel like I know you guys. I'm probably going to say this for a long time, but I was telling Peter, I have one book on my desk, and one of my mentors in radio, and after reading his book, your guys' book, I'm going to keep it on my desk too, because it made me feel something, so thank you guys.
That's very flattering.
Yes, very cool, and like I said, I'm happy to share. We're in Los Angeles County, California, and we're going to there's some songs I've already bought, and I'm going to play them on our show all the time because I'm a fan of you guys. So
yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And I appreciate, I didn't know if you guys were going to message back, but I go, you know, I'm going to try it. So, yeah. And I don't know who I got. If I got you, Peter, for, cause I did it on Pete's Diary.
Yeah. Probably me.
Okay. And I said, yes.
Terrible at responding.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dee Dee, again. So
you're welcome.
But, you're friends of our show and everything, but, oh my gosh. Today, how was it today, Dee Dee? I mean, like I said, oh my, I'm still overwhelmed of reading from the get-go of how all this went down, and I'm just like, I wanted to go help. That's how I was so into this book. And today, how are things today?
Things today are great. Yeah, the first 2 years were very, very difficult. I still remember the geneticist that diagnosed him said to me, and those words stuck with me to this day.
Mm-hmm.
This is not doom and gloom, but this is a very rough road.
Yes.
Over the years, we've dealt with so many different doctors. Mm-hmm. It was perfect because it didn't take away hope, but it was realistic. You know, I mean, you have to be realistic about how rough it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sitting there at his bedside, and he was not even 3 pounds. With all these birth defects, because, you know, you see the ear, you see he had a cleft palate, hole in his mouth, he has cysts in his eyes, so his vision is not great either. He has one kidney, he has some minor heart issues, he has issues with his neck and back, yep. That they thought he was paralyzed for a while.
Wow.
It was just all this, it was very, yeah, it was intense.
That's one way to put it.
It was intense, and, yeah. You know, when I wrote the foreword for the book, it's amazing what a journey it's been, because, you know, my first instinct was, is he going to be able to breathe? Is he going to have to be able to vent the rest of his life? You know, all that kind of stuff. And then he looks different. All these kids are going to bully him. Is he going to have friends? And now he's like playing with Jared James Nichols tonight on stage. So it's, like,
what a turn.
My wildest dreams. And even in between that was the motivational speaking. You know, most people don't know that Pete's Diary started as a journal that I kept to keep our family and friends updated when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
And you fast forward several years to like middle school, and you started speaking at schools about being kind, and it kind of grew with the popularity of the book and the movie Wonder that came out.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a real life version of that character, and I got involved. I mean, we've always been involved with Children's Craniofacial Association. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was the perfect outreach and education platform to educate the public about facial differences. You know, not everybody with a facial difference is Freddy Krueger, right? So,
yes,
they're real normal people. So, but, and then, you know, you had that kind of run and it was great. And you're going to speak with all these thousands of students at these schools. Mm-hmm. And then you pick up a guitar.
Yeah.
And who knew?
Right.
So, exactly. That was my next.
He carries a band, so yeah. It's just been like, how do you like capture all that in like one paragraph?
Right. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
The person that told you, hey, you know, it's gonna be a rough road, but hey, things are positive. You know, it's not an end of the road thing, but you know,
right.
It's just gonna be rough. That was a doctor that said that to you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But there was other doctors that didn't think it would even be Yes, I remember reading the book that. So the doctor that told you it'd be rough, he was actually the one who was pretty true to the way it should be. You know, just because it's rough doesn't mean you stop and give up, you know.
It was really rough when he came home, because being in the hospital, you have all this support. But then when you come home, you know, it's just him and I. You know, I'm just, you know, my husband had to travel a lot. Somebody had to pay the bills, right? So,
yes.
You know, he's working and he's trying to manage that work and being home and helping. And we had no family in Michigan when we lived there. So family was not close by. It was very isolating. Your first year was very isolating because you couldn't even go to I couldn't even take him to the grocery store without like him getting sick, and him getting a cold was back in the hospital.
Yeah.
So you would do anything to avoid going back into the hospital. So we know, you know, before COVID, we knew what it was like to be isolated.
You already knew,
I did. You probably don't remember it.
I don't remember any of it.
The dog and I got by.
Is he an only child, Didi?
No, we have another son who is 18. He's graduating high school this year, so.
Oh, okay.
So my baby's going to leave.
I was going to ask, reading the book, I liked I don't know if they were quotes or not, but it's like it's coming from Peter, like little things like when he said he comes home from the hospital, or when your other son was born and he cried a lot and all this, and Peter would say, well, me and the dog, you know, we had to get used to it, we just went somewhere, you know. Was that him saying that, that's why I picture him, his sense of humor.
Yes.
And then well, he finally stopped crying, so we decided to keep him, you know, little things like that. Was that Peter or?
Yeah, you have a great sense of humor. I think it comes from me and your dad. Like if you can't laugh, you're going to cry a lot of times. Yeah. And
you know, especially in a lot of situations, like, you know, if it's the hospital or, you know, it could be something funny too. You got to have a sense of humor. You know, you got to be able to laugh.
I mean, we've laughed at some of the weirdest things. Like I remember when he was 19, right? Thank goodness we did this before, before COVID, but he had his airway closed and he had never sneezed.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a normal person.
And ever?
No, it was really weird. Yeah, because I mean, you know, I didn't think of this before, obviously, but you know, I guess when you sneeze, you know, I guess, you know, path of least resistance. And for me at the time, that was the stoma, you know, the hole in my neck. So you know, I sneezed. I didn't think twice about it. It just went, you know, I chew, you know.
Oh, it came out of hit the neck, right?
Right.
Here?
Yeah, I didn't think of it.
Think of like those old movies with people smoking at it.
Oh, okay.
You never smoked.
No.
Oh my gosh.
But no, it's really funny. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think twice about it. I was like, okay, I should sneeze, whatever. But you know, that was gone. And I remember, you know, in the hospitals. Yeah, I remember sneezing for the first time, and you know, since it closed, and I ended up like hurting myself. I made this. I remember, you know, I sneezed, and it just went, you know. It was this awful sound. I was like, what on earth was that? I'm like, I just tried to sneeze.
And was your first sneeze?
With his airway closed.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But not.
So basically, sounds were coming out of the throat. Is that what the sounds were? Weird sounds? Is that what it was?
It was just kind of, you know.
He's never, his whole entire life, he'd never. You know, I mean, having an open airway, it's the first, it's the path of least resistance. Yeah, it's just, the first. Yeah.
It's the first exit. It's the first turn off.
It's like a blowhole.
Right. There you go. Blowhole. Eddie, you got a question for Dee Dee and Peter?
Not a question. I just think you seem like a wonderful young man, and you know, faith, hope, and love. God put you on this earth for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I think I don't. I want to get the book. Where can I get the book?
It's funny you should say that, Eddie. Let's pull up Dee Dee and Peter, and they can tell you where to go.
It's on peachdiary.com.
Peachdiary.com.
Yes.
Peachdiary.com, or it's also on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But let me pull myself up here because I got it straight from them, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it straight from them.
And,
And they were also cool. You can actually ask them to sign it and say mm-hmm. something. And this is what I put right here. So, PeteStyrie.com.
How did the guitar thing come up? How did you pick up a guitar? Just
yeah, that was pretty interesting. I guess it kind of started, you know, in middle school. I was just kind of listening to, you know, what everyone else was. I mm-hmm. like on the radio, like all the pop stuff you'd hear, which mm-hmm. was, you know, whatever, you know, all the stuff on the radio, you know, at the school dances and stuff and mm-hmm. all that. And then in eighth grade, I kind of took a little bit of a, I just started, you know, listening to a little bit more rock. But the big thing was we moved from Michigan to Illinois after middle school and when I was starting high school. So yeah, it was a good, you know, transition period. But, you know, mm-hmm. it was also like, you know, changing states and, you know, this whole, you know, all these new surroundings. It was like, you know.
Starting over, huh?
Exactly. Starting mm-hmm. over. And everything. So music was something I kind of really leaned into to kind of, I wouldn't say cope, but, you know, it kind of helped me relax a little bit. And just mm-hmm. kind of, you know, it helped me kind of take in everything, you know, as it was coming up. You know, I started school and mm-hmm. knew everything, right? And then that's kind of how it went for the whole, you know, school year, freshman year. And then it just really boiled over into curiosity. Really, it was just kind of a question one day. I just kind of said to myself, you know, I think it'd be fun to learn how to play guitar. It's like, mm-hmm. it's so cool. You know, you think of, you know, Angus Young and, you know, all these guys.
AC/DC.
You know, running mm-hmm. around on stage with, you know, they just look cool, right? So
mm-hmm. it just looked cool, huh? Yeah. It sounds so easy.
So, I mean, really, it was just out of curiosity. I just said to my dad one night, I'm like, you know, I think I might want to learn how to play guitar. I'm like, it seems like it might be kind of cool. And luckily for me, Dad actually played when he was in high school. So he had this, you know, amp guitar and mm-hmm. You know, distortion pedal too. And kind of, you know, showed me all this stuff. And I got started on that. And then I went on YouTube and started looking up chords and songs. And I was obsessed. You know, I never looked back. Yeah.
So you're self-taught.
It was, I picked it up and I was instantly hooked. I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah.
You're self-taught?
And who says you can't learn things from YouTube? Right. If anybody says that, check out Peter playing the guitar.
I mean, I did take lessons a little bit local school of rock when it opened. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it was kind of like, you know, on my own, I'd try and figure stuff out. And like, you know, the first songs, you know, like early AC/DC tunes, like I kind of taught myself a bunch of those songs and really kind of, you know, kept going from there.
Do you write music too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's funny you should ask, Eddie.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He has his own
right question.
He has his own band. Hold on, let's pull him up here.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. And I actually bought, I'm going to buy them all, but there's a song that I like that I played just a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't, what is it called? I don't even know. I just like it. What's the name of the song that I was playing in the intro?
All Screwed Up.
No.
It was Can't Stop Staring.
Was it Can't Stop?
Can't Stop Staring. There you go. Okay. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that one. I heard Crossroads. I heard All Screwed Up.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, it sounds good. I saw your live videos. And Eddie, where can Eddie, my co-host here, buy this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this one is on, you know, PeteStyrie.com.
Oh, it is?
That's just through the website. Yeah. The CDs and stuff are all out there. And it's also on, you know, Apple Music, Spotify. Just look up Peter Dankelson. You know, YouTube as well. I know it's out there as well.
Yeah, the CD is only on the website.
Yeah, the CD is on the website, but you know, it's on streaming.
It's well, all, so yeah, it's on Spotify. It and
yeah, it's a whole EP. It's
what's funny songs. About the CD, the back cover is that's Peter's X-ray.
Yeah, it's an X-ray of.
Oh.
So, this side here.
Yeah. Let's see. This is his. Wait, I can't. Okay. That's his cochlear implant.
The cochlear. So that's the magnet.
Okay.
Right there, you know. As you kind of look down there, it's a little tricky to see. I'll try and hold it up closer.
Wait a minute. Does All Screwed Up have anything to do with... I know there were some screws turning and stuff that you guys all went through. Is that... Okay, see?
Yeah, I mean, really, it was just kind of a funny song title. And then it was just kind of like, wait a minute, you know, this could... I mean, you know, it wasn't part of a song, you know, with, you know, screws in my head or anything. But it was kind of like, you know what, that's kind of funny. So, yeah, that's
I was like, I have the perfect graphic.
Yeah, that's kind of...
That's awesome.
Because like this right diagonal line, like right here, this line yes. right here. I had a huge jaw surgery quite a few years ago, and that's the jaw implant from that procedure right wow. there. And then wow. you know, right above the whoops, and right
that's okay.
above the PD sign, you know, in between that, there's those dots.
Yes.
Those are plates and screws. So, and I think that's on the right side. And then kind of at the front there, you know, towards the teeth.
Are those the screws that you guys had to turn? I know I was reading something about you guys had to turn some screws every now and then.
That was
for the jaw?
Jaw surgery when he was 3, I mm-hmm. think. It's called jaw distraction. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a brutal process. If you ever see some of these kids, luckily he only needed his jaw moved forward, but mm-hmm. some kids need their entire mid-face moved forward. So they have like a halo device on.
Oh.
It's heartbreaking. It just. But, and they have to wear it for like 3 months. I mean, you had that in for, I don't know, like 3 months or something, but for a couple weeks, you take a screwdriver. He had screws coming out here. And you turn, and then the device is inside, implanted inside, and every time you turn, it might put a gap of like 1 or 2 millimeters, and new bone, your body grows new bone to fill that gap.
Mm-hmm. So
it's a lengthening process. It's a bone lengthening process. So you do the turning for maybe a couple weeks, and then you have to leave the device in for 2 or 3 months.
That was
one of your hardest surgeries for me.
Right. I'm glad I don't remember that. Cause yeah,
I can imagine. Cause
you have to take a screwdriver to the kids.
So you actually got a real screwdriver to do this?
Sounds like it.
It's one for the surgeon, but okay, it essentially looks like a screwdriver.
That's crazy.
That was to enlarge his airway enough so we could get the trach removed.
Right. So I had, you know, that, you know, the distraction done when I was really little. And then a couple of years ago, I had this other procedure where they put in, oops, I gotta remember, everything's inverted here. But that's when I had that implant, you know, because basically I had to have this, you know, another surgery because, you know, you grow, right? You know, a lot's changed from, you know, 3 to mm-hmm. 17, or however old I was, or 16.
Yes.
That bone didn't grow.
So it was time to, you know, move everything forward a little bit. So that was the point of the implant. You know, they moved the lower jaw forward, put the implant in to make the airway bigger. Because, you know, like I said earlier, my airway is super small. Mm-hmm. And really that was the stepping stone, you know, from that jaw surgery. That was the stepping stone to getting the airway closed because it made the airway larger. So that was kind of the main focus of that. Yeah.
Is the airwave still small, or is it back to where it should be?
It's small. I mean, that's just kind of how it's always going to be. But it's like
unusual. Safe. It's like angled, and mm-hmm. so he's a difficult intubation if he was ever in an emergency situation and needed an airway. You know, that's why they had the trach removed, but the trach stoma remained open mm-hmm. because like when he had this big jaw surgery, when you were 16, I think they re-trached him. They put a trach back in so he could breathe. It's just safer.
Yeah.
They wanted all that stuff done before they closed it up.
Yeah.
For good.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's been a process.
So the little thing on your head, when you take it off,
yeah,
you can't. Can you? I take it you can't hear on that side, right? Is that how it works?
On that side, no. I mean, you know, it drops off. But I mean, the right side still works.
That's pretty cool. That's tech. What do you call that? What is that? I don't want to say technology, but what is medical?
It's a type of cochlear implant.
Yeah,
it's called a bone anchor hearing aid.
Bone anchor.
Yeah, since he doesn't have the ear to adhere it to. So it works using bone conduction. So there's a screw implanted in his skull and it vibrates against the bone and that stimulates the nerves.
Yep.
But it's funny for him with being a musician and all the stereo, like you were just listening to Jared James Nichols'
right,
new album.
So, yeah, Jared, you know, if you don't know who he is, phenomenal guitar player. I'm
yes.
up to jam with him tonight. But
that's awesome right there.
Yeah, he just recorded, he just released a his self-titled album, and it's amazing. It's so good. But it's funny. He recorded everything on the left side.
Oh,
you know, the guitars. Yeah, because you know, with you know, recording and stuff, you could put stuff on the right side or panning and moving stuff around.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, you know, he's just, you know, put the guitars on the left side. So, you know, if I have, you know, was listening to the headphones one night, I'm like, that's a lot of bass, you know, like pretty bass heavy. And I was like, wait a minute, where'd the solo go? Or where's the riff? And then I, you know, flip the headphones around. I'm like, oh, there he is.
It's on the other side.
Yeah, he literally flips the headphones
around. You know, I did find out there's a setting, you know, in the phone called mono audio. And you could just kind of, you know, when you turn that on, it puts everything in both speakers.
Nice.
Instead of panning it. Yeah. So it, yeah, it works. But yeah, I did have to, I was talking to him the other day, I did have to kind of go, hey, going forward, can you please put everything
in? Can you record it this way for me? Yeah. So you played... Oh my God! So you're playing tonight? Are you playing at a club or a place of so people can go? Or
it's called the Beat Kitchen in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, really fun. I'm excited. I've been practicing all day, you know, all morning and last night. Yeah.
Really?
It'll be fun.
It's a kind of a cool story because in 2019, the fall of 2019 is when he had his airway surgery and his airway closed, and he was at Laurie Children's in Chicago for a while. Uh-huh. And he had an acoustic guitar and he was kind of just, you know, messing around on it, noodling around on the guitar. And I recorded.
Yeah. Because she was doing like, you know, updates, you know, to post online for family and friends on, you know, what was going on and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't have to do Pete's Diary Journal anymore. Right. Because now social media exists.
Right.
But it was a song. It was one of Jared's songs and I tagged him in it. And few people that know us too kind of told him about Peter and he actually reached out to Peter and he's like, that was so cool to see you play my song in the hospital. Really kind of made me remember what's important. And you know, he's just a super nice guy.
Yeah.
And so he invited Peter to play with him in 2019. That was like a couple months after your surgery. Not really knowing Peter at all, he just invited him and that was before the pandemic. Our social media wasn't nearly as big as what it is now. So it's cool that now they can play together again.
Yeah.
Tonight. It's a cool story.
That's cool. And it's one more time. Where's it at?
It's at the Beat Kitchen in downtown Chicago.
In Chicago, the Beat Kitchen.
Beat.
BEAT.
Beat Kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody's, everybody go check them out. It's going to be like a good show. I wish that. I guess that concert tonight really shut everything down for a second.
He's got everything plugged in.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're back. Okay. Let me see here. What about? I was gonna. So since you're playing tonight, and you said you've been practicing a lot, you said you'd play us a little something. Is that cool? Or
yeah, I got a guitar literally like right here.
Okay. Let me blow you up because Eddie was asking questions about your music. So now Eddie, you know where to get a CD, his book.
Yeah.
And then he can, right here, he's going to play a little something for us. And I saw a video that, I don't know if your grandparents got you this little amplifier where you can play along to music. Was I watching that right? Or?
Yeah, it's this cool little, it's right over there. It's this cool little amp. It's called the Spark Amp.
Spark?
Yeah, it's cool. Hang on, it's right here. I'm actually playing through the bigger one, but this is they call it the Spark Mini.
Oh, cool.
And it's really neat. So basically, you know, you can jam, you know, you can play through it like a regular guitar amp, but there's like an app and stuff too. And it's great for on the go. You know, you don't take like a, you know, pedal board or, you know, you can't take a big Marshall with you, you know, if you're going to go.
No, that's really cool. Cause before stuff like that, you know, people, they would put the song on their player and turn it up real loud and then just turn your guitar up and play with it. But I saw this and I was like, hey, this is a cool little gadget.
Yeah. And it's Bluetooth too. So, you know, I hook up my phone through it and, you know, you can, you know, blast music through it while still playing along. So,
So
it's a great practice tool. And, you know, it can get, you know, just as loud as you'd want it to. But yeah, it's great for on the go. It's a great little amp.
And are you partnered with them? Because I see your logo on there.
Yeah, it was, it's like a custom, you know, decal you can put on the amp.
Anybody can get to do that.
Yeah, and everybody can do it too. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an option that you can check out and design.
And it's it's called Spark Amp.
Yeah, it's called the Spark Amp. It's a Positive Grid Spark Mini.
All right, I'm gonna have to check that out. Very cool. Is that you're not playing on that one right now, right? You're playing on a different one.
It's the same amp basically, but it's the bigger one.
It's the mini.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the mini.
Yeah. I guess the normal model, I guess you'd call it. The main one. It's called the Spark 40.
Cool.
That's what I'm playing through right now. Cause yeah, the you know, as fun as it is to play through a Marshall, it's a bit too loud for the jamming at home.
You wake up the neighbors, huh?
Yeah, concert for the neighborhood, huh? Okay, so what are you gonna play for us today?
You're talking about can't stop staring.
All right, let me blow you up here and then. Oh, wrong person. Okay.
Yeah, no. You're talking about, I think, Can't Stop Staring earlier. That's an I gotta tune this screen down.
Oh, look at that tuner. That's a cool tuner.
Yeah.
Man, they got everything today, don't they?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That tune was Can't Stop Staring. It's like a.
But you could play whatever you want. I know your favorite band. Is your favorite band AC/DC or? What is your favorite band?
AC/DC is definitely the favorite. Yeah.
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
You play whatever you want, because I want you to play whatever you like, your favorites.
Is that coming? Through okay?
Yes.
Sometimes the audio can be a bit funny.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
I like it. Got to hear it straight from the guy instead of just hearing it on the radio here.
Yeah, right. There's another one too. It's in a bit of a different tuning on the recording, but it's the first song off of the EP. It's my favorite. It's
okay.
Girl in a Magazine. It's a really fun riff.
Oh yes. Nice. Eddie, see right there, Eddie? This is why, Eddie, you got to watch YouTube, Eddie, and practice. You got to practice, Eddie.
Got to practice, that's for sure.
They're very cool. Hey, can I ask for a small request before we wind this down? I heard you do a Chuck Berry song, and I really liked it, and I was going to use it for one of the promo posts.
Yeah.
But you had so many cool ones, and I put up the Hotel California one, and I was like, man, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
But I really dug the Chuck Berry. I really like that. I wish I could have had time to use that one, but if I could hear that live, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I wanted to put that as a promo so bad, but you had so many other ones. I was like, oh man, this guy's got so many. I couldn't fit them all in. And I gotta tell you, I like your sense of humor. Like I was telling your mom, and I know I saw a little video clip. You had a prosthetic ear.
Yeah,
and I saw you were joking around. You had it, and you were playing around. I don't know if it was a a fake knife or something, and you were, I mean, I was like, oh man, I didn't know if that, what was going on there, but it's your sense of humor that I see that is very, very cool. And I think that's a good way. You have to be like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get it. I get it. And Eddie, he's a good kid here. Yes. You should check him out on all social media platforms, mm-hmm. right? Is it Pete's Diary? Is that the name on everything? Like, are you on Instagram and all this? And
yep, yeah, it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
So that's where I can get the book. I can get the book on Amazon.
It's out there on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Eddie, check this. Let me blow us up here, mm-hmm. Eddie. If you get it from their Peach website. Diary? PeteDiary.com, mm-hmm. you can get something like me. You can have them sign it for you, Eddie, or okay. if you want. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And this one, I know this one's on. So they're both on Amazon, Peter?
Yeah. That's the picture book that just came out.
And this is new, right?
Yeah, this is, it's pretty new. Oh, look at that. Yeah.
This one's on Amazon with the picture book, but okay, yeah. You can't order it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but Eddie, order it from them because I think that's awesome that they're kind of what do you call it? You're what do you call it when you're communicating with the fans? I think that's awesome. You know, you get a book from somebody that you like their music or something, and then they sign it for you. I think that's awesome.
It's personal.
Yeah, we always throw in
personal
stickers too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It's just like
guitar picks and stickers and stuff.
I got them all right here. Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Comes with guitar picks, Eddie, and like stickers, and okay. it's really cool. So, Eddie, you go to the website and buy it from them, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. That's what I did. So, but you can get them on Amazon if that's what you want to do.
Yep.
But just go to Amazon and then type in, what's the easiest way if they don't know the title? Just say they don't, can they type in his name?
Yeah, type in Peter Dankelson. Yeah. And usually, I think the books plus the music comes up, I think, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do for everybody that's going to be watching, I'm going to just hold it up here. This is what it's called, Highland by Peter Dankelson Story. This is the story. What would you, is it autobiography or?
Yeah, it's an autobiography. It's sort of the story before the guitar phenomenon.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it talks about, a lot of the medical side of things. The early days, I guess.
It's your story.
20 years.
Yes. Yeah. It's your story. And then, let me see. Let me blow myself up again. And then this is the newest thing that's out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this is really cool. This is something I think that should be in schools.
Kids
should read.
A fun book that dads or grandpas would enjoy reading to their
little
kids.
Yes, it's very cool. Yeah. Everybody, please go buy it. Except Eddie, I want you to buy it straight from them. Yes, okay, can you do that for me? Yes, and get the CD too, Eddie, because you need the CD. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there any other things that you would like to promote that you got going on, or any special events coming up that you want to tell everybody about, or how they can help out on things that you guys do?
You can always donate to Children's Craniofacial Association, which is ccakids.org. Mm-hmm. And they also have like care packages for surgery. Yeah. Kids having surgeries that you can like buy on Amazon. You know, they have a list in Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. Share the list. That's always nice. For us, I mean, you're in the, we published two books last year and put out the EP. So we had a big year last year. Yeah. So now we're just working to get, the band, gigs. We're trying to get some, outside of the Chicago area.
Yeah.
Cause we have such a large social following, but it's kind of like everybody's everywhere. So, so we're working on a few things, but, you guys are working on writing the next, EP or album.
Right now.
Show dates are all at PeteDiary.com. Most of them are all local around the Chicago area right now, but we're hoping to get some more cities in the summer. So.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yes, Eddie, your band is called the Pete Dankelson Band?
It was.
Oh my gosh, that's another.
Yeah.
Oh, it changed?
It changed to Pete's Diary. We're just gonna
exclusive announcement here on your show.
Oh, wow! So it's gonna be called Pete. Hey, that's a good name.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because you know I was like, I should try and branch away from Pete's Diary because you know for me it's always been okay. It's been like you know with motivational speaking and the social media. Mm-hmm. It's like okay, you know the music should you know just you know be Peter Dankelson trying to get you know my name out there. But it's like. Everywhere I go, they never use that. Peter Dankelson, too many words. I think they just put Pete's Diary. I'd be like, you know what? And we played a show like 2 weeks ago, and you know they had like the marquee, you know, in the front, and it had you know the main act, and it had Pete's Diary, and you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm taking that.
The universe is just telling you no.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I get the picture.
From being a marketing person, I was like, it would have been way easier to be Pete's Diary. But, you know, I didn't want to push it on him. And, the band, I wanted you guys to decide what you wanted to do. Unfortunately, all the social, you know, I didn't create Pete's Diary thinking it was going to be a rock band.
Hey, I think it's pretty cool.
We're just kind of riding this roller coaster wherever it takes us. So
it's just kind of like the band named itself, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ryan and Mac and the other two guys in the band, they're like, I just tell people I play for Pete's Diary, so can't we just be Pete's Diary? Right. And I'm like, it's your call. Now I'm going to have to switch everything around again, but okay.
We're going to have to get back to work to switch all those names around.
Yeah.
Eddie, I kind of like that name, the Pete's Diary Band. Yeah, just Pete's Diary, right? Just Pete's Diary?
It's got a good
meaning, of course, and that's Pete's Diary. I never heard of a band like that with Diary or
like,
it's a story, right?
Diary,
I'm trying to think. Well, wrong person.
Ozzy's, you know, Diary of a Madman. Which, you know what, for me too, you know. I should have done that.
I think that's very cool. And before I get, can you say that website if people want to donate to, is it the hospital?
Well, it's a national nonprofit. It's ccakids.org.
ccakids.org.
Yes, Children's Craniofacial Association.
Very, very cool.
PCA, easier.
There you go. So everybody, Pete's Diary Band. There we go. There it is. So the CD you just showed me, does it have the old name on it, or does it have the new one?
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
So I better order that thing now. So I can have something where they say, you know, our band used to be called this,
but now
it's called this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be worth a lot of money. Oh. That's the exclusive.
Hey,
anything's
possible, right?
You never know.
That's been the challenge, I think, because the music is streaming all under his name.
Right, Peter Dankelson. So,
That's
okay.
Everybody feel like you're part of it, too, not just, you know.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just... Yeah. Yeah, you just change the name. I mean, when they, I don't see why if they search the name, the band would come up. Like if they search Peter's name, I'm sure the band would pop up, right?
Who knows?
I think.
not on the streaming. I think I tried typing in Pete's Diary and nothing came up. I mean, they don't have enough, you know, recognition yet on like Apple Music or Spotify. Yeah. They're still new, so. Which I guess is a good time to change your name when you're not.
Yes, it's a good, do it now before
it gets bigger. Yeah, I didn't want to start new social accounts under Peter Dankelson Band because...
It's like you're juggling all this
it's
stuff.
It's a lot just to maintain what we have. So, and to build up, I'm like, we're just going to keep it all under one thing. So. Yeah.
Pete's Diary.
Mm-hmm. Pete's Diary.
Pete's Diary Band. I like it. I really do. Yeah. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to order that CD that you guys got right now.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put it on my desk because it's changing. It's the same band, but I could be like, hey, I have the CD because before the Pete's Diary, it was called the Peter Dankelson Band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a collector's item.
Yeah. There you go.
Everybody, you better hurry up and buy it because it's gonna be a collector's item.
It's like I think in the book. You were still the Peter Dankelson Trio or PD3. It's changed a few times. I'm done. Hey, I'm going to veto any more changes.
Third time's a charm.
Third
to stay.
Well, you got our vote. How's that? So that's what counts. Well, let me pull you all up here and so we can say goodbye. I want to say, if there's anything we can do, if you want us to, if you have music coming out and you want us to play it, we'll anytime, just let us know. Yeah. I want to play some of the songs that you have out now, and we'll be playing them on our show and trying to spread the word out here. So
yeah. If you ever come out to LA, let us know.
Please. Oh,
yeah. We're working on that.
Yeah.
You come out to LA, we're all coming to see you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'd be great. Yeah.
So, and we'll promote you and all that good stuff. But oh man, this is awesome. Thank you so much. And everybody go to Pete'sDiary.com and order everything. The books, the pig, everything he's got, order it. But the music's good, the books are good. And it's just it's an honor to meet you guys. And like I said, I feel like I know you guys after going through the book.
Thanks for reading it.
God bless you guys. And tell your dad that hell of a job, both your parents. That was I felt like I was going through it with you, and I wish I could have helped back then. It was like, oh my God, I could imagine just being in that position, like being scared of, you know, when you go home and trying to take care of this, and I can imagine it. But today you guys look good, and you listen to the right doctor. God bless you guys.
Yeah, we did. Yes.
All right, Peter and Dee Dee, thank you so much. If you ever need anything for us, please message us somehow. I think I emailed you all our information so you can get a hold of us faster if you need to.
Yes, and thank you.
Yeah. Don't be strangers, please. And we'll be listening to your music and rocking out with you all the time.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, all you've right. been a take great care. Inspiration.
Thank you.
Very.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Peter, then that was, these guys are awesome. Oh, I forgot to tell you when you guys got to take yourself out because we're not the ones that like to kick people out. We let our guests, unless you want to hang out. Oh my God. So Eddie, you better not be playing the part, acting all big and bad, like you're going to order everything and then.
I am going to buy the book.
You better. Buy them both. Buy them both, please. Very, very cool. Oh my gosh. So yeah, you could even for this book, you could as a thing, if you want them to sign it to you, like say, hey, you know, you could be all cool and say, yeah, my best friend Eddie, or that I've known forever for 30 years, even though he's only 21. Can't believe Eddie, thought he was a little kid.
I did, I swear. I thought
how old do you think he was? Like 5?
Oh, I told you, like 17, 18. I didn't think he was like 22.
Okay, so he's 18 years old, Alberto, but he's really 21. Is that really a big
22,
gap?
22, he said.
Oh! I guess they change a lot from 18 to 22, huh?
Hey, some do.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see who we got here. Who's Boatwright? I'm sorry, Boatwright, if you're watching. I didn't ask these questions, but I'm sure he'll go through these later. And let me see. Raymond. Is that Ray?
Yes,
Ray from Fortress?
Yep.
Oh, Ray, there we go. I wonder why Ray hasn't came on the show and played guitar.
You haven't invited
Alberto?
Him?
Huh? I invited him a long time ago.
You know, he knows the winter shows, and he knows to avoid
us. He goes on other podcast shows?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
He's waiting for Rogan, I guess.
For Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he doesn't know. He has to walk up the steps. You know, we're step one here.
Oh.
Then he goes on.
I think to get on Joe Rogan's show, you got to be willing to be in tights like him and get in that cold water bath and sit in there with him.
And smoke dope.
Eh, whatever. That's the good part. Eddie, how could we laugh at funny things like that? Can you imagine Eddie getting in little tights and getting in those? What is that thing Joe Rogan sits in? It's like this bath thing, but it's ice water or something like that.
I've never seen an
ice bath. What does that do? They say it's good for you. Just sit in there and all ice and water. Why wouldn't you get sick? You go shirtless and just like little tights on.
Well, I mean, getting sick, I think that's just virus. I don't know. You know, people say that there's a benefit.
You get hypothermia.
Well, if you stay in there too long, but I mean,
not overnight, Eddie.
For some people, you know, there is a benefit. They say there's a benefit. You know, the people who take cold showers because this and this for you.
Well, they said you should take cold showers, especially now with the gas.
Unlike professional athletes, they take ice baths all the time.
Get out of here, Eddie.
No, they got the ice tub in the back.
You shower outside with the hose.
Well, I can imagine them. They're getting banged up all when they play football or, you know, well, especially like football players, right?
Yeah, it's like when you get hurt, you know, what the first thing you do, ice it. Put ice on it. So I guess so they just put your whole body in there.
Ice the whole body.
Ice the whole body.
Oh, my gosh. I should have sent Alberto. Are you still trying to get into my notepad?
No.
Or my notes?
Well, okay, here's WebMD. Cold showers can help reduce inflammation, relieve pain, improve circulation, lower stress levels, and reduce muscle soreness and fatigue. And I guess
that's just a cold shower.
I think the same.
What about
the same thing?
Jumping into Alaskan lake.
Same thing.
Causes shrinkage, Steve.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well,
you just can't stop, can you?
For Steve, that's hot water too.
Oh boy.
Okay. No, I stopped trying to get into your notepad.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's. I gotta check that out. I might have to change my passwords now.
now I gotta try to hack it.
Okay, so I don't know if you have these stories. I know you have. I don't know if you have them on hand, but it's about the man who sues his neighbor. Man sues neighbor he paid to get his wife pregnant, but failed after 72 attempts.
You got to remember, sometimes they're not actual stories; they're just, you know, screenshots. I don't have the link to the actual account.
That wasn't a real story?
It's a real story. I don't know from where.
Well, what do you think about that?
You think Eddie would first?
Would you do that, Eddie? If your neighbor came over and said, "Eddie, I need your help. I'll pay you." Well, what would feel more worse, Eddie, if Eddie said, "Okay, I'll do it," and he couldn't do it, he failed?
So, Eddie goes for 72 tries.
Failure.
I don't know. I got a feeling. Like I said, I haven't read the story. I got a feeling the neighbor snipped and he just didn't tell his neighbor. He goes, "Yeah, I'll do it." I'm still trying there, boss. I'll get it next time.
He's fixed, so he's just having fun. Oh man, those people! How come people are like that? Why can't they be honest?
I admit it, Steve.
But what do you think about that, Eddie? Would you ever pay your neighbor to do that to your girlfriend?
No.
What if you couldn't do that for her?
Then we don't have kids.
Eddie, you wouldn't just, you know, splat in a cup and, you know, hand it over to her with a turkey baster? Here, have a kid.
Oh. No.
I don't know, man. This is not the way I intended the story to go.
Some people aren't.
You knew Eddie wasn't going to do it. He's too moral. Eddie
meant to have kids, Steve.
Yeah, but people really want kids.
Well,
maybe the neighbor isn't a friend or something.
If God doesn't want you to have kids, then we'll have kids.
Okay, what if it's a friend, Eddie? It's a friend of yours, and it's like, "Hey, bud, you know, I need your help. We've been friends for lifelong friends."
You know what? Steve's son wants a little brother or sister, and, you know, Steve can't do it anymore. So,
oh, you got to throw me in there, huh?
You got to make funny.
No,
you know,
I wouldn't do it.
Like Alberto, say he wanted to help you out, Eddie.
I don't need his help.
Eddie paid me to get his girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah,
I need his help.
And I
calm down over there. Shit, just scenarios, man. Alberto, okay, let's just say I know Eddie said you would
hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals, okay. Say Eddie came to you privately, and he says, "Don't tell Steve this, please. Don't tell Steve."
Wait, I don't want to talk about it on the show.
Yes, this is just between you. We take this to the grave. But I need your help. I need you to help me get my girlfriend pregnant. Because we want kids and she wants them real bad, and I just don't have it in me.
What am I going to sneak into? I'm going to sneak into the bed in the middle of the night.
He just says, I'll throw the rose petals and everything. I'll do all the candles, and you just go in there and do the business.
No, we're both too old to have kids anyway.
Well, wait a minute, Eddie. It's just a scenario.
Eddie, get yourself a new girlfriend, you know, nice 25-year-old.
Well, wait a minute. You guys getting out of this that easy? Would you do it, Alberto?
Probably not.
Even if say they turn the lights off so nobody's embarrassed. I don't know. Just say turn the lights off. And...
So both of them are naked in bed, and I got to sneak in and, you know, stab it in there.
Well, because she's going to want to hold Eddie's hand, so it's probably best you turn the lights off. Yeah, he'll be sitting in the chair.
and the old cuck chair.
Okay, that's enough of that. There we go. We're going off the rails here.
Eddie's about to leave again.
Yeah, we don't want that because somebody will get real happy about that.
Yeah, I sent another letter.
Here we go. Starting off fresh on the new year.
First show in.
Oh, my
God. You know,
how about this one?
You know he's watching today.
Is this a real story? Is this a real story? I got this from you too. Man who started dating a sex doll after his fiance left him and even introduced the doll to his mom. What do you think about that?
It appears like a real story. I don't know. I don't know the source though. Oh no, news. I guess it's from Australia.
What do you think about that?
Hopefully she don't talk back, huh?
Well, no, she don't. Damn, how do you do that?
But she can't cook for you either, Eddie. There's trade-offs.
Can you see somebody falling in love with a doll like that? No. How do you do that?
You don't.
Is that even possible for a guy to fall in love with a doll?
I'm gonna say that's a very good doll. She almost looks real. I mean, when you see the picture. Yeah,
Look at Eddie. She looks real.
She doesn't.
Always has a smile on her face.
She doesn't.
If you look close enough, you'll notice. But yeah,
if you look close enough, it doesn't look real.
Okay, listen to this, Eddie. I've got another scenario for you. Okay, let's say you ever seen The Twilight Zone?
Eddie paid me to get his sex doll pregnant.
No. Let's say you ever seen that one with Burgess Meredith when he's the only one left on the planet?
Don't send him to another planet.
I don't think so.
No, something happens. There's a war or something, an atomic war, and he goes down in a bunker.
Okay, wait, time enough to last.
He's tired of people. He's like, all I want to do is read, and I wish there was nobody around to bother me. So there's this atomic thing that happens.
He's not that bitter. I think he just goes down there to read because everybody gives him a hard time.
His wife does.
Oh yeah,
and his bosses. Well, anyway, the thing is he comes out of this thing and everybody's dead. There's nobody around, just him and his books.
Well, he finds the books.
he gets the books or whatever, but let's say there was a doll, Eddie.
A book or a doll?
You know, there's no women no more. What do you think about it?
He finds this guy's hanging out with the sex doll wife.
Falling in love with the doll?
Yeah, you don't have to introduce her to nobody, but would you sleep with it?
You're the only one on Earth, Eddie.
You're the only one on Earth. Everybody's gone. Everybody got blowed up.
I don't know.
Eddie says, you know, God's watching. I can't do it.
Oh,
and everybody's in heaven watching down.
Everybody's looking down on you, Eddie.
Wasn't there another Twilight Zone? I think they send somebody to like another planet that's a prison, and he has like a female robot. And he falls in love with her, and I guess they come pick, you know, take him away or something.
Sounds familiar.
I forget the actual plot. I don't know. I think they have to kill the doll or something.
Or did he kill the doll?
Or kill the robot?
He kill a doll. It's not alive.
I remember. Yeah, he. You know what? You're right. It was. You're right. I think they sent some dude who was in prison. They sent him away to like Mars or something.
Yeah.
And that was his sentence, to be alone on Mars by himself. But they would go up every six months or 8 months to go take him food and stuff like that. And
check up on him.
It's kind of expensive, isn't it?
But I don't know. How did they give him the girl, though? He got the girl. Remember, he fell in love with the girl. But she wasn't real.
I think it was a robot.
Did they bring her, or she was there with him from the get-go?
I don't know.
What are you guys watching? Where do you guys watch
The Twilight Zone. Classic TV, Eddie.
Look at Eddie.
Like Sorry, we weren't watching Chespirito like you.
I'll send you the link, Eddie. What do you think? We're outsiders and some weird people? Yeah, very rude, Eddie. You're a very rude man.
I've just never seen those episodes, I guess.
Well, you're not a fan of The Twilight Zone, then.
No, I am not.
Okay, let me see here. Well, while we have time.
I got The Twilight Zone. The episode was called The Lonely. A convict living alone on an asteroid receives a realistic woman robot. So I guess they send it to him.
Yes, I remember. And he falls in love. And
who pays for
this? She's not real. What do you mean? Who pays for it?
Who pays to send him up to Mars? And
taxpaying people, Eddie.
It's expensive, isn't it?
Well, maybe he was a high crime felon. I don't know. They said
millions
of
dollars to send people up to Mars.
Eddie, you're thinking too hard into this. Stop it, Eddie. Please.
It's not real.
Okay, look at... Okay, Alberto, here's your time here. Alberto won the Pick'em Challenge for this year. Was it 2022 we call it, or 23? I don't even know.
22. Usually 22 season.
So Alberto won the NFL Pick'em Challenge for 2022. And we're going to give him the stage here because last time he said that I didn't do that.
I'll take notes this time.
Alberto, okay. You just won the 2022 Pick'em Challenge. Where are you going?
To the M25 show.
Oh. What is that light in the back of Eddie? What was that? Somebody Eddie, taking pictures of you?
We know Eddie's watching TV. We know that.
Are you watching TV?
No.
I see a light. Yeah. Like
yeah,
somebody's
yeah, yeah, I see it. You can see the background. The curtain that changes colors.
Probably thinks he's a big star now.
Eddie acts like a holy roller, but he's watching porno right now.
It's my strobe light.
Was watching. Okay. He was watching through the whole interview too.
Oh no! We got to donate to the hospital, and you're watching that. Don't do that, Eddie.
I'm gonna buy the book.
You better buy it. You better buy the music thing too.
I think Eddie's watching his own cam girls like Will.
Speaking of Will, Will's gonna be back soon. I want to ease him back because you know too much. He can't handle a lot.
Well, does he have a place to real broadcast?
I don't know. That's another thing we got to find out because
we know.
Last I heard, he was selling his plasma for money. So you know, I felt bad. So I said, hey, you know what? You need to come back on the show because this is getting out of control. He'll sell his plasma for money. I don't even want to go over it.
We need to start charity just for Will.
His plasma TV? Or his
no, his blood. Oh, you know, the stuff that comes from inside you.
Oh, boy.
Doing his blood, too, but I guess he wanted more, so he went deeper to the plasma. He's all, you know what? It gets more money, but it really hurts. That's all. Dude, what are you doing?
Ow.
I think they stick a needle over and they got to hit the bone. They got to get it close to the bone. What are you doing, Will? Why?
About a semen. He's still on
that thing.
Oh, they stick a needle in the hole?
No. Oh, no, you blow into a cup. they don't pump that out of you.
I'm surprised he doesn't do that. The things that he likes, you know, he likes to watch the cam stuff. You would think he would go to those.
Remember, they make a profile out of you, so you better be interesting to the women. He doesn't have the looks, and you know, I don't think he has the smarts. He doesn't have much else.
Imagine a girl going shopping and she's looking at the faces of the guy that might be the dad, and then she sees Will's face. Oh, she's gonna go, why do you even have this man here?
Maybe for everybody.
Maybe some woman wants an ugly child.
There's someone for everybody.
Yeah, but she doesn't want her kid all gray at 20. Or however old he is. How old is Will? 30, 32?
He's in his 30s, I think.
Yeah, he's in his 30s, but he's in his young 30s.
He just turned 30. Well, when we get him back on the show, let's make a list of questions we'll ask him.
Early 30s.
Okay, well, wait. Go ahead, Alberto. You won I don't know how we got to Will with your pick'em challenge, but you won, and what would you like to say to...
First of all, thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Second, thank you to my opponents, Eddie and Alyssa, who actually tried. Steve, who only picked underdogs and gave up.
What are you talking about? Because I picked underdogs, I gave up?
Yes.
That's not giving up. I'm trying to catch up.
That's the worst strategy I've ever seen. That's even worse than Eddie not picking for a whole week.
I didn't start picking underdogs until I was too far behind. There's no way if I would have picked like I'm supposed to and we just go even, there's no way I could win. I have to do that. And we could have called the race weeks ago.
No, we could have. It went down to the last week.
Oh, my. Look it. I go by how we pick, and we're picking pretty solid. If we pick by who we really think's going to win.
Just a minute, Steve. You don't want
Just
a minute, Steve. You don't want the trophy in your house, okay?
stop it.
Somebody might come back for it.
Listen to me.
Okay.
When we get to the end of the season, closer to the end, you know, we're still weeks away. We already pretty much know who the players that, unless there's an upset, we kind of know already. So we all pick, and there might be one or two that we can win, but it's not enough to catch up if you're that far behind. So you got to throw Hail Marys.
Usually last week, but whatever. Thank you to everyone.
No,
we never mentioned it on the show, but we'll see you again next year.
Here we go. Why do you have to be so that way? Why can't happy that you
won?
Happy.
Don't you see the smile on my face?
To be a gracious winner.
Trophy's displayed back there. Apollo and Rocky are guarding it.
You'd be a gracious winner.
I'm being gracious. I thanked everyone.
Is that the trophy that's going to get passed around now that when we whoever wins?
I guess so. Yeah, it doesn't have a year on it. So.
Oh wow, you're willing to give it up, huh? If you lose,
yeah. Are you going to try next year?
Stanley Cup.
With the Stanley Cup. I mean, Cup. Are we going
to
carve?
You're going to have to engrave it.
Yeah, we have to engrave every year. The winner every year.
But is that the trophy we want to keep going around?
Yeah.
Wow, Alberto, look at him with the forgiving mode.
Is that the
trophy that
the Gold Cup, isn't it?
Is that the trophy that you got that I gave to you from David?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Eddie. The David Memorial Trophy.
Oh, man.
He's not dead.
He's M25 show dad.
I can't even do this.
You guys are horrible.
And I'm the one that's causing trouble, huh? I'm the one that's doing everybody wrong.
You'll be getting
Well, congratulations.
You'll be getting a box on your porch soon.
He's going to Disneyland.
Oh my gosh. Hey, what do you think about that new Pamela Anderson book where she says Tim Allen flashed her and the home improvement set back in the days?
Yeah, she's making shit up.
You think she's making it up, Eddie?
She's broke, Steve.
Tim Allen said he didn't do that, so
she's broke.
Okay, I'm just asking a question.
You know, I can
laughing at me like I should know better.
I mean, I can believe it. You know, back those days, what, early 90s? You know, it was probably wild and backstage.
Well, what if he said he didn't do it?
He's probably going to say, there were no witnesses.
Oh, you think he's like that? Or if he did, he could just say, I did. Back then, he can't get it. Why would he get in trouble back then?
Now there's like another story with the wife actress Patricia Richardson that I guess there was some scene where he had a like flash, I think this was for the show, like a kilt, but he had like he had like shorts or boxer shorts on.
Yeah, he was clothed.
Yeah, I don't know what Pam Anderson's doing. I don't know if Eddie says she needs money, she needs attention, she needs to sell some books. Maybe. You know, take some books, take a half story, make it into something else. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I did, I guess the wife, the TV wife spoke out because of that YouTube thing's going around where he looks like he flashed on the set, the wife.
Yeah, I mean.
But she said he had clothes on underneath. He didn't flash her.
There's always, you know, in every TV show, there's always fake flashing. They lift the, whatever, the towel or a gown or something. You know they're clothes. I mean, to us, you know, we think they're naked. They pretend they're naked, but they're clothed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eddie, I don't know. This sounds like something maybe a half truth.
Possibly. Maybe. Is she writing a book?
Maybe she used that part.
Maybe he flashed her too, you know, with the kilt, but with the clothes on. And then in her mind, she thinks she saw a dick.
Or maybe she just not telling the whole story, making it sound like she was flashed so people will buy the book. But then she can go, well, I never said he was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can say that. She wasn't really lying.
Or she'll play, it looked like he flashed me. That's what I meant. Or, you know how they are.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Eddie's looking for a picture.
Eddie, stop. Stop looking at Tim Allen, please.
He's got it on his TV right now.
Stop looking at Tim Allen, Eddie.
No, I'm not looking at Tim Allen.
I like Santa Claus too, but let's leave him alone, okay?
Time to cancel him. They're already trying to get him because he's a conservative.
Yeah, this doesn't help much either, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, all right, guys, it's time to hit it.
Actually, Alberto, did you ever see his other show?
Which one?
Tim Allen, the
Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. I like that show.
Didn't they continue it? Isn't it back on or no?
I think it started on ABC. They canceled it. Yes. It went to Fox, and then they ended the series.
I think Hulu still had it.
Did they go to cable? Yeah, I thought they went to cable because nobody wanted it.
Yeah, I think Hulu carried it, or I don't know if they still do. But
as far as I heard, I think they did the series finale. They wrapped it up. It wasn't a cancellation. Okay. It was just they wrapped up the series.
Shows over. A good show. Okay.
Well then, Eddie, watch reruns.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I sure will.
Eddie, is everything good? Are you happy to be back?
Yeah.
All right. You like? I like your new jacket there. It's a nice looking jacket there.
Wonder Season.
Oh, here he goes. Hey, I guess he does use it. Look at it. It's empty. Almost half empty, almost, huh?
Yeah.
He just got that bottle yesterday. He's already used half of it.
Is this the same one? He dropped one of these off, too. Is this the same one you have?
I mean, that one has pineapple.
Yeah, so is mine.
Okay.
Oh, you got pineapple, too?
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple right, and hemp.
How about this? You got this
not,
one,
not
too?
Not the turmeric.
Not the... Oh, yeah, no, not the... I do have the body wash, yes.
Pineapple?
Not pineapple.
Is that pineapple?
That one has pineapple,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, pineapple. See? Well, you don't have it, but I do, Eddie.
No, I don't have the pineapple. I have a different one.
And I got some brand new stuff that hasn't even came out yet.
Ooh.
I don't have the turmeric.
The turmeric?
Is that a prototype? The turmeric?
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
These ones are already out on the market, but he gave me like three other bottles that haven't came out yet. I don't have them with me right now. Next show, I'll pull them out. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
They go to naturalwonders.com, and wonders is spelled WUNDERZ.
Yes.
And use promo code THEM25SHOW at checkout, and you get 25% off your order. And with that, we're going to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed our first show of the year. We'd like to thank Peter Dankelson for coming on the show with his mother, Dee Dee Dankelson. And you can go to petesdiary.com and buy his books and his music, and I think they have shirts and all that stuff, or you can go to Amazon and buy them too. But if you go to their website, you can actually have them sign your book and stuff for you. It's kind of cool. So go to petesdiary.com. And with that, I think we're going to get out of here. What do you think, Alberto?
Sounds good.
All right, Eddie. Are you okay, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie always seems so occupied with other things. So no, occupied.
I'm responding to a text.
Oh, good. But it's important.
His girlfriend's texting. Hey, can tell Albert to get me pregnant.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. I can't even go there.
You right know what? I guarantee it in 50 tries or less, okay?
I don't even want to hear this because it's very disturbing.
This is, we don't encourage this between group members.
Could you imagine that, Eddie? How could you ever look him in the eye again?
I cannot.
When we go to the Christmas lunch.
Eddie brings the kid over in the stroller.
Oh, God.
Hey, Eddie Jr., meet Daddy.
Oh, Eddie, see, Eddie, I'm not saying anything, Eddie.
Everybody thinks I'm the bad one.
What do you say?
Eddie can't wait until Will comes back so he can take off.
I had my audio turned off.
Yeah, sure.
Eddie, do you want to show everybody the bird patch?
He looks like Frankenstein monster.
Okay, you don't know which way to turn.
Other one.
It's the other side.
Other side.
No, it's on the other side. Go to youtube.com and end of the show. Watch Eddie. This is like a Full Metal Jacket, you know. On your left, on your right.
You don't know which way to turn. Oh, and for our podcast listeners, if you want to check out Eddie trying to show us his bird.
Yeah, it's at YouTube right at the end of the show.
Go to YouTube, the M25 show, and subscribe to our page, and you can watch the live stream. And with that, we're going to get out of here. Eddie, all right, you're pretty funny. All
right.
And we'll see everybody next week.
See you guys next week.
Same time. Alyssa will be back. She already said she'd be back, so.
I'm disappointed.
Let's see
today.
If I can get. Well, I'm sorry, Alberto. When she comes back, she can explain. I told you all I know.
She said third Thursday. That's why we didn't come back last week, so.
Maybe something happened. I don't know.
Nah.
We're here. We don't count for nothing?
Nope.
Oh, here we go.
One Alyssa's worth three Steves in my book.
Well, why don't you send a message in our private group me and say, hey, where the hell were you at?
Hey,
where Steve, in the hell were you
Steve
at?
Steve and Eddie want to know where the hell are you.
No, don't throw us in your...
All right, I will. That's what I'm going to do.
I told you where she's at.
Steve says you're lying.
I got video. We got video here. We got video, and it's on the internet now. It can't be erased. Alyssa, if you're listening, I don't know. I don't want to know where. I already know where you're at. Alberto wants to know where the hell you're at. Eddie, you don't care though, do you?
Yeah, as long as she's
ready, you're ready to move on to your texting and all that good stuff, huh?
As long as she's safe.
Eddie has business to handle.
Hey, are you?
His
you
brother, better, you his brother's order texting him.
Hey, your brother, tell your brother to order it too. You gotta order the book, right?
No, his brother, his brother already has 10 copies. We don't know where he got them from.
Oh, well, we'll probably get it cheaper, huh? No, if you buy more than one thing, you get a discount too through Pete's Diary. From what I saw, I think you get like 10% off or 20 or something like that. 10%, I think. So if you buy like two things, Eddie, you get a discount. Eddie, why is it every time I talk to Eddie, he act like I'm a nothing?
I'm looking at it right now. See.
Yeah. Oh, you really are? No, I like how he showed me.
Yeah, he just flashed the phone. Yeah, look, I'm looking at it right now.
No, yeah.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Probably texted his other friend. Steve's a real dick. Oh, there it is. All right, Eddie, you do it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here, and we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Where we'll all be here, all of us together, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm. And maybe Will.
Yes, and Will, we're easing him in. We don't want to give him a shock, because Will gets shocked very easy.
Tune in for Will's Minute next week.
Yes, we'll bring him in for a minute, and then we'll kick him out. We'll ease him in, because... He probably doesn't even know. I told him, hey, you want to come on today? And then he started going, well, let me see. We'll send a link.
I got to sell plasma.
Yeah, so I got a doctor's appointment. Let me see here. Hola, whoever just came in right now, we're leaving. So
who comes
and watches our live stream show when we're ready to end it? That's what I want to know. Who's that, Richard?
Probably Richard. sounds
everybody
like
Everybody that's watching, we start our show at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and we end around 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Sometimes we go over a little bit.
That's our good friend Henry Singleton.
Oh, Henry. See, I was... Eddie, you shouldn't be very mean to our listeners, Eddie.
Better stop it. No, I mean to anybody.
Henry, we're about to leave, so thank you for tuning in, but we're done.
You got the best part of the show.
You got the best part.
The goodbyes. All right,
we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
Till then, be good, be safe, and we'll see you next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Same place, same channels.
Bye-bye.
Stupid reality again.